Okay, we begin the second parak of Avodah Zarah. Ein ma'amidin behema bepunta ka'os shalov de kachavim, mibnei shechoshin ala revia. We don't place your own animal in a punduk of an ovd kachavim, in an inn that belongs to an idolater, because we're concerned that of bestiality. We don't have high standards for idolaters. V'lotis yached isha imahen mivnei shechashudin al harayos. Moreover, a woman shouldn't seclude herself with an idolater because we're concerned about an inappropriate relationship. V'lo yisyached adam imahem mivnei shechashudin al shvichos damim. And forget a woman. The woman, we're concerned that the idolater will, let's say, sleep with her, but a Jewish man shouldn't seclude himself with an idolater because we're concerned he's going to get killed. So clearly, again, like I said, we don't have high standards for these idolaters. A lot of mistrust between them. So the Gemara begins on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, focusing on the concern of placing animals in the pen of an idolater, that prohibition, because we're concerned of bestiality. Says the Gemara, Urmin, he lochin mehem behema lekorban bein choshishin lemishum raveo lemishum nirva lemishum muksav lemishum nevad, that a person is allowed to purchase from an idolater an animal to give a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're not concerned about bestiality. And in addition, we're also not concerned about muksa, which is that it was set aside for the service of of idolatry, or neva, that it was already used in the service. So hold on a second. As the Gemara explains, bishlema muksa v'neva di misa da akseh v'misa da palche lo havi mazbinle. I understand with regards to muksa or nevad, if the item had become muksa or it became nevad. Okay, so the idolater won't necessarily sell it to him. He may not buy it from him. But there's no reason to be concerned about it, because we don't say in our Mishnah that there's a concern that this person is going to do something like this. If he is, then he won't do it. Then he won't sell it. But ela roveya v'nirva lechush. But our Mishnah says that an idolater is... We are suspicious of an idolater that he'll perform bestiality. If that's the case, how could we possibly be allowed to purchase an animal from an idolater to give as a korban in the base of Mikdash, when the likelihood is that the bestiality was performed? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shela, Bar Ravina, Mishmei Derav, Ovei Kochavim Chasal Behem Do Shelo Te'aker. You know why it's permissible to buy an animal from an idolater? Because an idolater, and we've said this before in earlier Gemaras, an idolater is not going to have any form of intimacy with his animal because he owns it. And the value of the animal will go down because potentially the animal could become sterile as a result. But says the Gemara, what animal is becoming sterile? That's only when a man is performing, has intimacy with a female animal. Hatenach nekevos, zacharim ma'ika lemeimar. Well, then what would be, then perhaps we could say that the idolater, if he has any form of sodomy with a male animal, that's not going to cause the male animal to become sterile, then that should be permissible. Then how could that be permitted to sell to a Jew? How can a Jew be permitted to buy it from him? We should be concerned that he sodomized the animal. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Ho'al u'makchishin babasar. Well, sodomy affects the animal as well. It affects the flesh. And therefore, he won't do it because it's going to be a financial hit. He won't do that. But another animal, he would, if he doesn't own it. So then the Gemara says, Ela hadetanya, lochin behema meroa shalahen, lechosh dilma rivala. Well, hold on. We have a brisa which states that a Jew can purchase an animal from a roe, meaning an agent or someone who is the shepherd, not the owner, but the who's shepherding the animal. That's permitted to do. Well, hold on a second. Maybe we should be concerned, or why are we not concerned, that the shepherd is being intimate with the animal? It's one thing that the owner is not going to because it's going to affect the value because he owns it, but he's the shepherd. It doesn't affect, he's not making any money off of the sale. So he might have intimacy with the animal. So therefore, we shouldn't be allowed to purchase it from him. Answers the Gemara, Roa Shalhen Misyari Mishum Hefzetzchar. Yeah, but if the owner finds out that the shepherd was acting, was being intimate with with the owner's animals, then he would get fired, he'd lose his job. He's scared he wouldn't do that. Elahad Tanya Ain Mosrin Behema L'Roa Shalhen Lema Roa Shalhen Misyari Mishum Hefzetzcharo. But says, hold on a second. It says a Jew cannot give his animal to a shepherd of an idolater. But why not? What's the wrong with a Jew giving over his animal? Lema roe shel mis yarmi shem hefetz charo. Wouldn't the roe, the idolatrous shepherd, be afraid that he's going to lose money when it becomes public that he's being intimate with the Jew's animal? Answers the Gemara, Inhu di yadi bahadadi mirtasi. The idolater who's friends with the idolater, they know each other in the same business, he's afraid of. Anand alo yadinan bahu, but we who are not involved in the ongoings of idolaters, lo mirtasi, he's not going to be afraid of us. And therefore, we can't give over our animals to an idolater or a shepherd of an idolater because he's not going to be afraid that the word's going to get out. We don't travel in the same social circles, and therefore the pressure is very different when it's Jew to idolater versus idolater to idolater. Amar Rabba, Hainu d'Amri Inchi, this is what the people say about the statement or an aphorism which is said about this, Machtava galula baza regala b'chavre yada, which basically means the some sort of like hammer which is used to cut marble. The slanderer knows his friends. The idea being, as Rashi says, a wicked person knows wicked. He has other wicked friends, and therefore you're afraid. A person is afraid of other wicked people, but he's not afraid of kosher people, and that's the situation we have in our case. So, just to recap, a Jew is allowed to purchase an animal to be used as a korban from an idolater because he's not going to use his own animal or be intimate with him since it will cause a financial loss, nor will his shepherd do anything wrong because he will be afraid for his job. But on the flip side, a Jew can't give over his animal to an idolatrous shepherd because the same fear is not present when it's Jew to idolater versus idolater to idolater.